We are joined right now by somebody who covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated, a friend of the program. Robert Klemko is my guest. Robert, good morning. Great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. So you've got this great piece, I think, for MMQB, which is up and went up yesterday. A lot to cover, but let me start with the Cornerback Academy. What is the Cornerback Academy? How did that start, and who are the guys who are there?
So I don't know if you've followed this, but Larry Fitzgerald over the years has kind of quietly had some of the best receivers around the NFL work out with him at different parts of the offseason up in Minnesota and sometimes down in Arizona. So the cornerbacks have been watching that for years, and some of the top cornerbacks in the league have talked about getting cornerbacks together for something like that. And, of course, they wanted to, you know, make it official and have a name for it and have T-shirts. And Richard Sherman and Aqib Talib and several other guys decided to invite the top 10, 12 cornerbacks in the league, in their opinion, to Stanford. And they got on a field at Stanford University in Palo Alto and worked out for 2 days and watched film for 2 days and stayed in $500 a night hotels, because that's what a typical hotel costs around there right now. And they basically just kind of fine-tuned their game and talked about what made them great as they watched film.
Robert Klemko joining us. So they did that, and then you had a chance to spend some time with Richard Sherman, which is always time well spent. He had lots to say about his time with the Seahawks. What's your sense as to how he feels when he looks back on that time in Seattle?
You know, I think that a lot of those guys, including Richard, who, you know, were starters or were part of the Legion of Boom, who are no longer there, feel as though something was really squandered, an opportunity was squandered. And they understand, you know, why they didn't win that second Super Bowl, that play at the goal line, that incredible interception by Malcolm Butler. But they felt like they should have been in line to win three or four Super Bowls. And Richard, I think, felt like, you know, as he told me, that the Seattle organization has lost its way, that some of the things that really defined it, that sense of competition and that guarantee that the best man was going to win the job regardless of his draft status or how much money he was making, that sort of went away.
Robert Klemko covering the NFL for Sports Illustrated, also a friend of the program, as I mentioned. You know, he also said that he signed with the 49ers, and he told you that a big part of that was because of Jimmy Garoppolo. So what did you make of his assessment of Garoppolo?
Yeah, you know, he was adamant that Garoppolo was, you know, really going to be a great quarterback in this league. He said there were two quarterbacks that he was, you know, wanted to play for when he became a free agent: Kirk Cousins and Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, if you can believe that. He had a lot of respect for Kyle Shanahan's scheme. He feels like Kyle Shanahan is one of the best play callers and offensive minds in the NFL. He liked the money. It was the best money he was getting offered, and I think that San Francisco had that confidence because Robert Saleh is running the same defense that Sherman is coming from in Seattle, because Saleh was kind of raised in that system, having been a quality control coach in Seattle in the beginning of Richard's career. So there are a lot of factors there. But, yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo, he's a big fan of him, likes his demeanor, likes the way he carries himself. Richard is just convinced and will defend this guy to the death. He thinks he's no fluke.
Huh. Robert Klemko joining us. Now, you spoke to Aqib Talib as well, who joined the Rams, which means he's playing for a head coach who is less than 3 weeks older than him. Do I have that right? And if so, what does he make of the Rams and the potential, their potential?
Well, you know, he's excited about playing with Marcus Peters. And I think, you know, it's funny, a lot of these DBs, they kind of frown upon guys that make their bones in the NFL and get picks in zone-heavy schemes, because they feel like they get exposed when they end up on defenses that require a lot of man.
Right.
And Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib are two guys that have really played great man defense over the course of their careers. And just recently here, especially with Marcus Peters, have been asked to do a lot of it. So these guys have a tremendous amount of respect for each other. And I think it's going to be a kind of a big brother, little brother type situation where Talib is mentoring this guy on the finer points of the game. What a lot of people don't know about Aqib Talib is how great he is at the X's and O's, at the film side of it. He doesn't seem like a genius, kind of the way he carries himself and, you know, ripping chains off people's necks, but he's got a lot of respect around the league for, you know, his football smarts. And then rejoining Wade Phillips, where they had one of the best defenses in NFL history, you know, with the Broncos a couple years ago, 2-3 years ago. I think that's great for Tlaib, and I think it's going to be really great for Peters. I don't know how long it's going to last, just because Tlaib is kind of a football mercenary. You know, this is his fourth team in a great NFL career. And when kind of the chips are down and the team starts struggling, Aqib will call people out, and, you know, that doesn't always work. But I know that they're going to win some football games with him.
Robert Klemko joins us. All right, so what are your thoughts on Pittsburgh and Le'Veon Bell? They do not come to terms on a multi-year deal. He's going to play under the franchise tag again. So where does that leave the Steelers and Bell?
You know, I think that that relationship is fractured to the point where after this season he won't play another game for them. Obviously, they have the opportunity or the chance to keep franchise tagging him. But, you know, I think there's a very real chance that this guy won't play 16 games this year. And maybe it's not him just outright saying, I'm going to sit for the first 10 games of the season and come out play in the second half, because he's going to take so much crap for that. And also he's going to lose about $850,000 a week if he does something like that. But if he shows up and reports and then has an ankle injury in training camp, I won't exactly be surprised. I think that, you know, he ends up playing for a new team in 2019, that they go a different way. And I get it from the Steelers' perspective. I mean, how do you justify paying a running back more than Antonio Brown in today's NFL? As long as you have the quarterback and you have the wide receiver, the running back position has become kind of a revolving door for most successful teams.
Robert Klemko joining us. Of course, he would argue that he's not a running back, but I mean, I actually, to a certain extent, Robert, I see both sides of this, but I definitely see the team side too. Before you go, I got to ask you, you went offline for a few days to hike the Colorado Trail and to go on your first ever camping trip. Before I get into the details, how did the trip come to be? And then what did you do to prepare for something like that?
You know, I think me and a buddy were just kind of sitting around, and I'd never really gone hiking, and I've lived out here in Colorado for 3 years, and most of these guys, you know, they have a shorthand for it. They call climbing these mountains doing 14ers, I guess, reaching 14,000 feet. And we didn't exactly reach that. We got up to 10,000, but I said, yeah, I'll try it out. And it was a two-man thing, and it ended up being 31 miles in 4 days, or 3 days and four nights. And honestly, I don't know if I'd do it again anytime soon, but it was a blast, man. Just being out there all alone and you know, feeling a little bit dangerous. There's not many roads nearby. There's not emergency services or anything like that. It gives you a little perspective, and it's also nice to get away from Twitter for a while.
No, that's probably the best part. But what was the camping experience like? What'd you do for food, water? How was it to camp for the first time?
You know, at like outdoor stores, like Army Navy Surplus Store, they sell these dehydrated foods, and
sure,
so you flash boil water and then just pour like a cup of water in what they're calling lasagna. And then it's just like mashed up pasta in a plastic bag. It wasn't great. I mean, I lost 4 pounds on the trip.
Yeah, but you lost 4 pounds, got away from Twitter. You actually pushed yourself a little bit. It's a good thing. Covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated. Robert Klemko, my guest. Robert, it's great to have you back. Thanks very much. And I'll be looking for your next great adventure on Twitter. I'm following to see.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a great day. Robert Klemko, my guest. When we come back,